You're listening to Cradio.
I'm here this morning with Chris, and he's going to tell us a little bit about some great hip-hop music artists. Good morning, Chris. How are you going?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
That's good. And just before you tell us about these artists, I've seen you out on the street this morning. Tell the world what you've been up to.
We just finished the weekly prayer vigil with Monsignor Riley, who's a really inspiring pro-life priest from New York. He's come out to do a few talks and inspire us young people. We were there for a couple of hours praying the rosary, sung a few hymns, just trying to witness to the people going in there and those who are on the street, just to show them that there is an alternative to killing your child.
So it sounds like that's something that's pretty important to you. Why is it important to you?
I think any society that allows the killing of their own children is a wrong society. And for me, if I don't go out there and do something, then I feel like I'm not doing my part. When I was in high school, year 11, there was a girl in my class, and she said to me in front of all like my peers, she said, "Oh, what do you think about abortion?" And I was scared back then. I knew I was against it, but I didn't want people to look down on me. So I just said, "Oh, I think it's wrong, but I don't really know anything." And then a month later, I found out she got an abortion.
Wow.
And from that moment, I promised myself, like, no matter what, I'll always stand up for life and I won't be afraid. And so since then, I've been trying to get involved in things like 40 Days for Life and prayer vigils, and I've been spreading the word. Had a lot of powerful experiences, like my younger sister. I brought her along to a few pro-life events, and she was really inspired by them. And since then, she's saved like 4 of her friends' babies.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your witness and standing up has had a flow-on effect too.
Yeah, and people think that the smallest thing, like Facebook, they think writing a status on Facebook is useless, right? But I just found out like a year ago, I wrote a little status about abortion. My sister, she copied and pasted it. And then one of her friends, she saw this status on Facebook, she read it and she started crying. Her dad walked in and he said, "Oh, what's wrong? Are you all right?" And she said, she told him that she was pregnant and she wanted to keep her child, and he supported her, and now she's got a healthy child.
Got goosebumps.
Yeah. So the littlest thing can have the biggest effect. So
what would you say to young people out there who think, "I don't know what to do. There's what I'm doing won't change anything"? What will you say to them?
Well, Monsignor Riley was saying last night that when he was newly ordained as a priest, he would preach against abortion, and back then it was illegal. And someone said to him, "But Father, this is America. Abortion will never be legalized." And now he says he does the same preaching, like he'll preach against abortion, and people say the opposite thing, like, "Father, abortion will never be illegal. It's accepted by everyone." So things can change, like slavery was abolished. If people are strong enough, if they're vocal enough, and if people feel supported in their beliefs, and if we can get out there and help women who are in need, then we can stop abortion.
What do you say to the people that say you're not helping women, that they should be able to choose for themselves?
Well, if you just look at the effects of abortion, like the mental effects, like say a woman gets an abortion, even the father, there's a lot of instances of depression and health issues. Like, abortion physically isn't the healthy option. Like, there's no benefit in killing your own child.
I believe Monsignor Riley said a couple of days ago that in abortion, when they come outside, there's one dead, one wounded.
Yeah. I think that was Mother Teresa, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, Monsignor Riley passed it on at the conference. Yeah. Sorry if I'm misquoting, but I thought it was a great analogy, like in a war. You have dead and wounded soldiers,
that's
what happens in abortion.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, to our listeners, we're just here with little Ava Grace, who's almost one, and she's grabbing at the microphone. So maybe she wants to be interviewed too. It's lovely to see the little ones here. Now, Chris, could you please tell us a bit about hip-hop music and some of the Catholic artists that you're interested in?
So, like hip-hop, big movement, came out of America, big in Australia, big with the youth, and it's always good to use all the methods we have available to spread the gospel. So, one of the new things is Catholic hip-hop. There's people like Father Stan Fortuna, Fat Mass, Father Pontifex. There's also new guys like C26, Foundation, Diverse, Lay. What else is there? I know some other Catholic artists coming up around Sydney, but we'll have to stick around and see what happens with that. Right. Yeah.
So do you think you and the boys might be able to come down to the studios?
Yeah, we'd love to. Like, if we can organise a jam session, I can bring people down. And we'll just get something going from there.
Sounds like a plan. Look forward to having you and the boys down. Bring the crew and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, thanks.
God bless you, Chris. It's been my pleasure talking with you. After the vigil outside the preterm abortion mill in Surry Hills, to all our listeners, 40 Days for Life is coming up, so please check the website of FLI, Family Life International. This has been Cradio. Check our website, www.cradio.com.au. Cradio. Nourishing the soul of the digital generation. God bless you.